V-E-7-S-L-Z.
V5 RGM, V5 RGM, V5 Air Jeep.
Good morning, Art. V5 ARJ, V5 RJM. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Randy. Not doing too badly. I haven't finished digging out yet, but that's on the schedule for today. So we're operational, put it that way. Barely, but we are there. Yeah, I was just wondering, you got Roblin up on the repeater now, I hear from yesterday?
Yeah, Roger. Roblin is operational now and working pretty darn good. So we did an upgrade there, so they were initially running a Pi 1 node there, and we upgraded that to a Pi 3B plus there, so, and installed the newest operating system and IRLP software, so that's our, one of the nodes we upgraded. And the problem that was happening there is an IP address was the wrong IP address. So we straightened that out, and it was a very frustrating fix there with that IP. But we figured it out, and I fluked it off and fixed it. So so now everything is operational over there. Back to you.
Good. Yeah, no, I was wondering about that, and I was hearing that, so I was going to ask you if Roblin was operational, and I hear it was, so that's what I was going to find out what actually was happening, so it had nothing, did it have anything to do with code or not?
Note negative, didn't have to, was nothing a programming problem there at all. So I forced it for another IP address, and it worked great there. So, yeah, it wasn't capturing it for some reason, and I'm not sure why. Basically, what's supposed to happen is when it detects a new IP address, it's supposed to update on the IRLP server in BC, but it wasn't doing that, and I got Dave to check it out even, and he says it's working, it's just, it's very, very slow in updating, so I said give it a few more days, well, I gave it a few more days, and still nothing, so I forced it back to the old IP address, and voila, everything worked fine, so that's all it was. But like I said, it was frustrating because it was supposed to be updating on its own, and it didn't want to do that for some reason. So not everything is explained. back to you, Art. Some of it's a mystery, why things happen. V5 AIJ, V5 RJM.
Don't I know what's called computers. Yeah. Okay, well, as long as it's as long as it's doing what it's supposed to do, that's the main thing. I think we've got a couple of repeaters down here that they're looking at between updates and upgrades on them as well, and I think Little Bear Lake is looking at it seems that the fires never got a hold of that. So that thing is still operational up there. So I think between that and Lizard Lake up here, they're trying to connect Lizard Lake into Saskatoon as well and into Lloyd. So it's going to be interesting next little while to get some more coverage here.
Yeah, Roger. Well, with the, I can see the linking into Saskatoon, but I think the linking into Lloyd is out of the question there. They lost their main repeater sites. Actually, they lost two repeater sites there. So, right now, the node is situated in Alberta. I forget what the name of the town is, but it's another repeater that they got going there, and that's where it's being connected to Echolink node there. It's not an IRLP node, it's an Echolink node. And once everything gets configured over there, they're going to be connecting up with us here through the system. At least that's what they are planning on doing, they told me. So I've been kind of keeping updated. Right now, there's hang time issues and stuff like that they gotta fix, and once that happens, then we can connect with them. So because right now it's chunking the system quite a bit with those extra hang times that aren't set correctly there, the timing file and all that that's required. Yeah, they got a little bit of work there to do. But once they get at it, once the snow goes away, and I don't know, maybe they got no snow there, I don't know. But I think this spring it'll be probably connected up here with us. Back to you.
Oh, okay. Well, now I got to put that in my drive and go from there. So, okay. And that sounds... That sounds good. I'll have to check with a couple of hams in Alberta and see how far this is going to go or not go. As I remember, that's what came in with the IRLP. I don't know. I'm going to have to look at the pages for IRLP now and see what transpires with that. I used to take them. Take all the pages along on the holidays and track all the repeaters and go from there, and used to be quite a lot of fun to see what you had or didn't have, so it's like that. So, okay, well, we'll see what transpires. This hobby is, as my son says now, the sky is not the limit, so there you go.
Well, you know, I think you might want to bring that up there with the guys there that, you know, instead of spending money on the linking to Lloyd, perhaps because there probably is going to have to be another site there kind of to get into the system over there with the one tower that's missing and gone, no longer in existence, might be a challenge. So yeah, it might be an expensive venture that way. So just keep in mind that just let the club know there that you know, maybe keep us informed what's happening, because right now we've been kind of on the books to do the voice over IP linking with. it's echoing
B-E-7-S-L-Z.
And it's tied in with their repeater linking system. I think there's four or five repeaters, three for sure that I know of, maybe more, that are linked into the system there. So this, you know, we know that they're connected up with us and that sort of thing. If it's linked, you know, through another repeater site in Saskatchewan, then we wouldn't know where they're coming from, too, so it makes it a little bit harder on the NEST controllers. But here nor there, it's all good. We'll just work together on that and keep each other posted what's happening. B5ARJ, B5RJM.
That's good to know there, Randy. Appreciate that. And I will talk to the bigger wigs in here and see and see what transpires with Lloyd there. So we'll go from there. Okay, 73s for now. I got a text car that just came in, so I'll have to see what they want. So 73s for now there, Randy. Good to talk to you again. B5ARJ.
Sounds good there, Art. You have a good rest of the morning there. And maybe talk with you later on this afternoon. V5ARJ mobile, or whatever. Or I don't know if you're mobile or not, but V5ARJ, V5RJM, 73s. I'll be monitoring on the site.
V5RJM, V5 Alpha Lima Mobile.
Yes, sir, Pierre. Go right ahead, V5 Alpha Lima, V5RJM. I heard you're looking at wanting more snow down that way. Back to you.
Well, we have quite a bit of snow in Saskatoon, I tell you. Wow. Get up this morning around 3:30, 4 o'clock this morning, have the coffee, and oh my God, there you go. Mm-hmm. So I shoveling a little bit. I use my snow blower this morning in my backyard and my driveway. Don't make the snowblower. They don't make too much noise because that's a battery one, you know. So they don't make too much noise. So that's what I did. And now it's pretty much clean. So oh gosh, she helped me a little bit more this morning too. So to do a little bit of touch anyhow. So I did a pretty good job, and we got quite a bit of snow. Believe me. Anyway, so I went to a coffee meeting this morning, and not too many people, of course, because that kind of weather was bad yesterday. I didn't go for a funeral, I just checked on my computer on the Zoom and video and stuff. It was pretty good. So, yeah, my wife, she looking the funeral too, and together, so... So we was very happy to see that. Back to you.
Yeah, roger, roger. So, alrighty. Well, that's what I did too. I watched it here over the internet here, and too far away, and with the weather, it's we couldn't. I couldn't make it there. Far, and Michelle was working, so there's no way I can do that trip by myself. So it was nice that it was broadcasted there over the internet, and yeah, it was a very nice service.